Zero X-ray Foxtrot India from M7OHK. Yeah, all received there, Martin. So you work through it quite rapidly. I've just started to get the information to go through the intermediate license, which will be the next adventure. I don't know if you work at HF at all. I haven't worked that at all myself. At the moment, all the equipment I have is only either VOIP or 2 meters or 70. But I'm quite looking forward to trying out the HF. And a very good friend is sending down a little bit of a piece of equipment so that I can digital over the internet as well, D-Star over the internet. So I'm very excited about that, really looking forward to trying that out as well. All noted there on how quick you got through the license tickets there. I wonder if that was your initial outcome from the offset. Like, you always wanted to get to the full license right from the get-go, or whether you just kind of found yourself moving towards it. M7OHK back to M0XFI.
India. Yes, Alan. I have an electronics background, so that helps enormously. And I was into computing and so on. But a bit like yourself, the first period, I just use handheld. I've got two handhelds, and I can access repeaters. I quite like wandering around the country and seeing what I can raise on repeaters. Obviously, some of them are connected to the internet. I would recommend Bath. BDS, Barco Open Learning course, very, very good, very, very good. He works really well. HF, yes, I've got an IC705. I mainly do QLP on all the bands, and from 160 right up to 10 metres. I've also got a ZyQ power amp, so I can go up to about 100 watts if I need to. But with ST8, really anything 10 watts is generally enough. I might boost it a bit more. What I'm doing at the moment is trying to hunt 100 different countries. I'm up to 98 at the moment, and the vans are dead. So I'm just waiting for the vans to come back to try and get my 100. It's been interesting. It fascinates me that you can go large distances around the world on a very few watts. It's all down to aerial and propagation, so it's almost like magic, really. But that's the joy of HF. Back to you, M7OHK from Mike Zero X-ray Foxtrot India.
Mike 7, Oscar Hotel Kilo, returning. That's so agonizingly close, getting to the 100 countries. I wonder if there are any two particular countries that you're hoping for to tick off the century. I'm a big cricket, so when somebody's on 98 runs, we're always hoping that they get to the ton, as it were. I mean, you must have worked well. I'm trying to think, how many countries are there? I think there's 198 UN recognised countries. I think there's something like 220 recognised territories. I wonder if you're particularly hoping for any two countries for the last two to chalk up that century. Back over to you, Martin, from M7OHK.
M7OHK from Mike Zero, Texas, India. I guess I'm fairly relaxed about it because we've got a club competition, which is just take your time and there's obviously people well ahead of me. But it's rather pleasant to sort of occasionally notch up another country. I'm finding South America a bit elusive at the moment. That keeps opening up, but I can't quite get a comeback from them. So I'm hoping to do that fairly soon. And obviously, it would be really nice to get Australia or New Zealand. I've actually reached Australia with my signal, and I've never actually made a contact there. Indonesia, China, Japan, all fairly close, I guess. What is quite interesting, and you mentioned these little territories, is when you get something like Allen Island or some of the smaller territories that pop up, and you get these radio talks about, on a very small island or something. And it is really good to sort of find those coming up. There's loads of Italians, Spanish, and people like that always there. But it's the elusive ones that are always interesting. And then there's worldwide competitions. You can actually get some fairly new and strange call signs that way. Back to you, Owen, from M0XFI.
M7OHK returning. It must be brilliant when you catch those really small populated territories where the distribution of hams must be fairly slight. So if you do pick up any of those, that must be in some ways more rewarding than getting a long distance. Like if you can find someone in a small territory that might be closer than a proper DX, that might be a bit more a feather in the cap. I don't know. I'm new to all this. Anyway, Martin, I'm not going to hog the network for too long. So. I'll make this one my final, but thank you ever so much for picking up the call. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you, and I'll hope to catch you again further down the log. But for now, I'll wish you all best 73, and good luck getting to the century. I'll pass it back to you for any final, and I'll go clear with many thanks to all the people who work on the things to keep HubNet working. M7OHK, passing it back round to M0XFI for any final, and lovely to chat with you, Martin. Thank you, M7OHK.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, and this is M0XFI. We also clear the band down, let somebody else have a go. But it's a lovely clear signal, you're 5 and 9. Very, very keen by the sound of things, and I wish you all the well with your radio journey. And there's lots of nice people out there. So I'll say 73s, and I'll clear the band. So this is Mike Zero, X-Ray India, clearing down and saying goodbye to M7LHK. Owen, goodbye.
Mike 7 Whiskey, Juliet Oscar, just calling for a radio check, please. M7 WJO, just calling for a radio check.
M7 WJO from M7 OHK, you're coming in very loud and clear, mate. Name here is Owen, if you're interested. Always working very well your end from M7 OHK.
Yeah, M7 OHK, Owen, I think we have spoken before. It's Duncan here, Delta Uniform November, Charlie Alpha November in Fairbourne, North West Wales. I was just setting up a new radio on the All-Star node, and just wanted to see if it was working okay. But yeah, you're coming through 5 and 9 to me, no problem at all. From Mike 7. Whiskey Juliet Oscar, back to you.
Mike 7 Whiskey Juliet Oscar from Mike 7 Oscar Hotel Kilo. Yeah, I thought I recognised the voice there. Duncan, good evening. Hope you're doing well. Nice to hear you. And yes, mate, you're coming absolutely crystal clear, 5 and 9 from this end, so all is good. I won't hang around, but just wanted to confirm your audio is absolutely lovely from M7OHK.
M7OHK, Owen, thanks very much indeed for the radio report there, and I'll say 73 is her too. So, thanks for the contact there and the report from M7WJO station. We'll go quiet, but I'll be listening through. 73's.
This is Alpha Alpha 8 Kilo Yankee.
AAKY.
Hey Bernie, AAKY. I'm sitting here trying to work a station in, it's a French station in just Alpha, Canada. It's a little de-expedition going on. I'm trying to fill up a couple band slots. What are you doing?
Right now, nothing. Getting ready to hop in the shower. Work tomorrow early, of course.
BG4SKN, are you monitoring Kevin G0CDX?
Hello, CQ. This is Mike Whiskey. MW1EIB, stroke P. Hello, CQ. Hello, calling CQ. Looking for a radio report.
I'm calling you from Foxtrot 83. Return? Yes. In terms of radio reports, 5 and 5, you're a little bit distanced. Can you come back with your handle, please, and your license number?
Yes, okay. The name is Phil Papa Hotel in... The location is Pwllheli on the west coast of Wales. Just working into the local HubNet repeater. Location, please, over.
This is Mike 7 Real from Foxtrot 83. Yes, I didn't get your call sign. I said license number before, my apologies. You broke up several times throughout that last transmission. So, I'm communicating to you by digital, so I imagine that whichever repeater you're trying to get into, you're just on the verge of it picking up your carrier signal. So it's keeping you in and out. So wherever you are, I think you either need to up the wattage or get closer to the repeater. But you are just about making it in. That's my diagnosis of this transmission, my friend. Mike 7 Uniform Fox 83, James, and good to meet you, Phil.
Okay, I got Mike 7, and I think Uniform Foxtrot, M7 US, and I didn't get any more. Holiday. I'll just give you the name again, Phil, Pacific. And we're in a little place called Pwllheli, North Wales. Thank you for coming back to me.
Mike 7 Uniform Fox Racer returning. James to Phil. Phil, you kept breaking up, my friend. So, again, I think you need to get closer to the repeater or up your power by a magnitude of 2. You're only just about making it in, and the at least the digital side is only picking up part of your conversation and then it drops out again. Over to you, Phil.
This is Mike, so I'm going to be the fourth also X-ray. Just checking to see if Phil is on the air. Over to you, Phil.
Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray. I've switched back over to Phoenix. I've switched over to Brad Meister because that tends to be a bit more reliable. But I'm now back over to the Phoenix network and I'm transmitting to Phil very sporadic communication there, so I didn't get your call sign there, Phil. Apologies, but are you receiving there, Phil? Over to you.
This is Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray. I don't hear anything from Phil. I believe he's ham licensed. I think there's just been large gaps where he's attempted to give the license number over, sorry, the call sign over. I think this is a genuine transmission. Never mind. Phil, if you're receiving this, you're probably just a bit too far away from your local node or your local repeater. Hope to hear from you again. This is a Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray going clear.